540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A proposed new system for drawing Wisconsin's legislative districts is on its way to the state Senate, and a likely veto from Governor Evers. The Assembly passed a Republican redistricting bill last night that gives nonpartisan staff more say in drawing up the maps. Democrats have pushed for similar redistricting reforms for more than a decade, but they say they're suspicious of this bill. Democrats say it's a ploy by Republicans to get around the new liberal majority state Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Republicans are threatening to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz if she doesn't recuse herself from a pair of redistricting cases. But a new poll out this week shows Wisconsin voters are against impeaching her by a whopping 24 points. Mike Moan has more.
The poll was released the same day Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced he's putting together a panel to look at grounds for removing the judge. A Better Wisconsin Together's Mike Brown says, based on the election and the survey, such a move goes against the will of voters.
Wisconsin voters value their votes, and they expect that their legislators will respect the results of those votes.
Brown says the poll of 600 registered voters conducted by a national firm was essentially evenly split in connecting with Republicans and Democrats. I'm Mike Moan.
Republican state senators are firing Wisconsin's embattled elections administrator, but Megan Wolf is taking the advice of legal experts and plans to stay on the job.
I will not bend to political pressure. And I think the political outcome they desire is to have someone in this position of their own choosing that would indeed bend to those political pressures.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is suing the Senate. He wants a Dane County judge to rule that lawmakers have no legal standing to fire Wolf.
When we're talking about these attacks on our democracy, this is an extreme act that we are seeing from the state Senate.
Call cites the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision to let Fred Prehn stay on the Natural Resources Board as a holdover. Call says he expects a ruling soon enough so that Wolf can keep working on next year's elections. Republicans are trying to override Governor Evers' veto that created a 400-year-old school funding increase. The override passed the Senate yesterday, along with a move to restore $3.5 billion in tax cuts. But it won't matter. There aren't enough Republican votes in the Assembly to sustain the vetoes. Governor Evers says that public schools need the money more than Wisconsin's highest earners need tax cuts. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and you're listening to Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukesha Water Utility has rescheduled the transition to Lake Michigan water for Monday, October 9th. Water officials say the extra time will enable better preparation, including purging and refilling the new above-ground reservoirs. That'll be done to minimize potential taste and odor issues during the transition. Milwaukee experienced a violent Thursday with two separate shootings on the city's north side. The first was a double shooting at around 1:20 in the afternoon. That injured a 44-year-old man. Later in the evening at around 6:30, a triple shooting resulted in the death of an 18-year-old, with two other victims arrested after getting treatment for their injuries. There was another shooting earlier in the day where a man was wounded. Planned Parenthood is set to resume abortion services in Milwaukee starting Monday. The organization is scheduling appointments online. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A Badgers receiver announces he's leaving Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin wide receiver Keontez Lewis says he'll enter the transfer portal to leave the Badgers at the end of the season. Lewis transferred from UCLA last year. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked last month if he thought the speedy Lewis showed some potential.
You're right. I think that you do see that's a guy that's got vertical speed for us. And he's done a great job at catching tested balls. Yeah, staying on your feet after some of those things, I think, is the next step.
The Badgers host the 2-0 Georgia Southern Eagles tomorrow at Camp Randall, kickoff at 11 a.m. NFL, Aaron Rodgers had surgery to repair his torn Achilles not far from his home residence in L.A. It was done by a Los Angeles surgeon who performed the same procedure on the late Kobe Bryant. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Vikings 34-28, Minnesota with four costly turnovers. Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins.
You know, shot ourselves in the foot with the turnovers. Yeah, I guess that's really all I have to say.
The Packers head to Atlanta tomorrow to face the Falcons Sunday at noon. The Falcons have added several players on their defense in free agency, including Ravens defensive end Calais Campbell and safety Jesse Bates from the Bengals, running back A.J. Dillon.
They got a lot of veteran players, a lot of guys who have played a lot of ball over there. And when you're going up against a team that plays aggressive, plays downhill, you know, you just got to, you know, make sure you're on top of, you know, your assignments.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
They're very aggressive defense. I think they're very good up front and can generate a lot of pressure, and they're going to challenge you on the perimeter.
Baseball, the Brewers open a three-game series at home tonight against the Nationals. The first pitch at 7:10. The Crew with a 4-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series 3-1. The game tied 2-2. The Brewers' Tyrone Taylor on second managed to slide into home off a Sal Frelick single to take the lead in the fifth inning. Craig Counsell on Taylor after the win.
Just a great adjustment by Tyrone. It's something Tyrone's good at. He's put it on display the last couple days.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Jay Calvin. How you doing, man?
Well, the studio update is complete, and it's Friday, so I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Man, the studio update is beautiful, right?
It looks great. I love it.
Let's see. Am I here? Can I hear Sandy right? Let's get him right.
Where are we going?
Go ahead. I can hear you now.
Oh.
You're saying what now?
Well, I'm looking at blinking lights. I feel like I'm in a spish. Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah. You know, the studio is beautiful, man. The new technology and latest technology, and none of those things matter at all if you and I don't do what we're supposed to do, right?
What are we supposed to do?
Entertain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And so that's it's Friday, so that's Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. How you doing, man?
Good. It's autumn. The leaves are going to start changing color pretty soon. I have to wear a jacket. I mean, this is
what is it? What is that dreadful word?
Autumn.
Yeah. It's, autumn goes too fast.
Autumn in Wisconsin actually spectacular, beautiful. Winter is a dreadful word.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess you know. That comes after autumn,
yeah.
And so we know that's coming. And anyway, those of us who've been around here a while, we understand, we know how that works. But Sandy, so much information. Wait, before we get into all that.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, the fourth play.
I have to say there's a word called Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude's a...
That sounds German.
German. Oh, it's a German word, and it kind of means taking pleasure out of someone else's, not suffering, bad luck, okay? That's Schadenfreude. And I did have a little twinge of Schadenfreude as I watched the video over and over of Aaron Rodgers proving his mortality by getting a self... You know, and that injury was going to happen... pretty much whether he was being tackled or not, I think.
Yeah, well, so let's look at it. He was reveling. He's getting an opportunity on the big screen.
The beginning of that game with
the flag.
It was like a rock and roll show. The whole team comes out. And there's another guy that hasn't come out yet. Smoke comes out like we're going to see the boss, you know. Bruce Springsteen's going to come out. No, it's Aaron Rodgers running with an American flag, doing a victory lap. Yep.
And in the biggest stage in the world.
Yeah.
And and part of it is, it really, you can see that Aaron wants to be on the biggest stage. Even though all those years he enjoyed being in Green Bay, I think once he got a chance to get on that big stage, it took him to another level, right?
I think Aaron has a little bit of narcissism in him. I think
a little bit.
Yeah. And I think he likes being the center of attention. He likes tweeting things. I know another guy like that. I wouldn't put him in the same camp.
Yeah.
So I think New York was like a flame and a moth. You know, it was some place he wanted to be. Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York are more suited probably. And personally, I'm more excited about having a team than I am having a player. And so I'm kind of excited about, like, for instance, the Packers now, because I think it's going to be a real team. I just hope people talk about the defensive players. Now we're talking all about Jordan Love, like a team is only the quarterback. And clearly this version of the Packers is not just about Jordan Love. It's about all these other players, particularly on the defensive side.
You know, Sandy, you said it so well. I kind of said the same thing. When Aaron Rodgers went down, it just goes to show. They put all this energy in on one guy.
Yeah.
In Green Bay all these years, it's been Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers. The guys who protect him, not so much, right?
Right.
The guys who did all the other things, not so much. But now New York is in a full-out panic because – you know, they've got all the working pieces, Sandy, and clearly they do need a decent quarterback. But I'll tell you, that game I saw on Monday Night Football was as entertaining a game that I've seen in a long time. I don't know if you saw the whole game. There was defense abundance with New York. And who did they play, man? I forgot already.
Who the Jets played?
Yeah, Monday night.
Yeah.
Here's the young guy. He'll tell us.
The Jets played Buffalo
Bills. Yep. Yeah. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was a great defensive game.
Well, in fact, the game's same with last night's game.
A lot of points scored in the end.
Yeah, a lot of points scored in the end, and it was a lot more than the quarterback in each case. In fact, Jalen Hurts proved himself to be more than mortal. I think he might not be the model for the league.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. That defense in that game with Buffalo and the Jets, defense reigned.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about a while back, defense is catching up to the offenses.
Yeah.
It's kind of happening now.
Well, I think it's about time. I think the NFL, through polling data or something, has found out that people like to watch scoring. That's what's exciting. So they've they've tried to tilt the scale in the direction of scoring and to make it harder and harder for the defense. Pretty soon, with the defensive getting so good, they're going to start saying that defensive backs have to wear handcuffs. Yeah.
You can't touch them, right?
Handcuffs. Makes it harder to run.
Yeah, you know, but it's here. NFL is here. We got a lot to talk about, Sandy. Where to begin? UAW, the United Auto Workers, for the first time, is striking all three, General Motors, Ford.
Well, you know, all three end up, I heard that it was only half of the auto workers in the country, though, something like that. I mean, with all the foreign car manufacturing that goes on in the United States, they aren't striking.
No.
Honda and BMW and all the other guys. But, they're striking, I think, because the time is right. The kettle is hot because there's demand for automobiles now. There's a shortage of workers. So this is the time that if I were a labor union, I have leverage at this moment in time. So I think they've noticed that, and they're going to exercise their leverage. I think it's good that labor exercises its muscle. I think, the UAW sort of over the years kind of burned itself with its own success, because at a time when the U.S. auto manufacturers were the international source of all automobiles, basically, UAW had lots of leverage. They were settling on comparable agreements with all three so that the three weren't resisting very hard. The UAW pay scale got sort of off the charts during the 60s, and that probably burned them a little bit as time went on, because it prompted manufacturers to find other places to build cars.
You know, Sandy,
it took manufacturing to Mexico and places like that.
So cars are hot right now.
Yeah.
If you look at the competition and the quality and of the cars, and even the American-made cars, I mean, they're making beautiful, beautiful cars, right?
Well, they've responded well to the competition, ultimately. I mean, I think there was that little period of time where the Europeans and the Japanese and the Koreans kind of were taking the country by storm because of the quality of their cars, quality and price, as compared to U.S. cars. But U.S. cars have come back. Yeah, they're making some great cars.
Yeah, not only the quality of them, but, I mean, they're beautiful, right? I mean, I looked at some Buicks recently.
You know, Buick doesn't make any sedans anymore?
No, I mean, very few people are making sedans,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because that's what Buick used to, the Roadmaster.
The Roadmaster, they made the Buick, the electric,
the
225.
Yeah.
They made the LeSabre.
Yeah.
They made Rivieras. They made these really nice, luxurious sedans. But sedans, you think they're going to be on the way back, or I think people have just adjusted?
No, I don't think so. I've
because of the room.
I think people are used to being able to open up the back of the car and throw stuff in it. There isn't a lot of, when you get down to it, I have trouble finding the purpose for a sedan as compared, other than aesthetics. I think sedans are the rear view mirror.
Well, the other part of it is you got the big, you know, RVs or what are they called? They're not RVs, are they?
SUVs.
SUVs. So we've got the SUVs that drive like a sedan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these big vehicles they have, the suspension, everything is built in them.
Well, and people have decided they like sitting up high. They like being truck drivers rather than driving automobiles. No, really. I mean, particularly women apparently really like sitting up high and driving from the vantage point of an SUV. So, yeah, that's a matter of evolution, I think, but I think the auto industry has evolved to that.
Well, Lincoln doesn't make any sedans anymore.
They don't?
No. They stopped making sedans, I think, a year or two ago.
Huh.
They realize, you know, where the market is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some of the foreign cars still kind of make sedans, but not a lot of the American cars. We've got to go to a break. 844, Cadillac doesn't make a sedan, I don't think, anymore.
Really? Oh, the CT? Oh,
all those things,
damned.
Yeah, all right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. That means Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with highs around 76. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers, 57. 70 tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Temps below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You know you've all done wrong, you sinners. Drop everything and let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing, you sinners. Wave your arms all about and let the Lord hear you shout. Call the music right out and sing, you sinners. Whenever that.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Little big band, right?
Yeah. Tony Bennett.
Right? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So Sandy, we got him. Hey, we got him. Hunter Biden, has been indicted.
Well, the two-tier legal system.
All is right with the world now.
Yeah. The two tiers apparently, you know, this is maybe some proof to people that, the two-tier theory wasn't so terribly, correct. Right. Because, we've got the son of the president, first child of a president ever to be indicted. He's being indicted for a crime, and it's
lying about drug addiction
and getting a gun, which apparently was never put to use. It was just a possession issue or an ownership issue, really. It was an application. So we've got sort of a technical paper crime. I'm of a view that gun crimes are all kind of troublesome things to me. They're not good. So he's certainly being treated, he's not being treated more favorably than any other citizen, because this would be a very unlikely kind of a crime to be charged against a citizen who had not committed a gun crime, okay? If someone committed a gun crime and then they went back and checked how they got the gun and the lie, that would all make sense to prosecute that case. That's the kind that would get prosecuted, but this is just the bare case of the technical violation. That doesn't mean he shouldn't be convicted. He will get convicted. I'm sure this is sort of a slam dunk case, I would guess. It doesn't relate at all to Burisma or any of the other things that are the political issues. That all is being held on the congressional stage. And by stage, I'm using that word carefully and purposefully, because we are now, the impeachment is going to be the stage for the drama and the political show. Which is further proof to me that Washington, and particularly, I guess I would accuse the Republicans, but the Democrats have fallen prey to this too, would rather stage theater and have politics than deal with policy. None of this relates to policy. Not one bit of it. Not the impeachment. So Sandy, not the crimes.
He lied about drug addiction. What person who's addicted to drugs doesn't lie? That's part and partial, part of the package. If you're addicted to drugs,
well, you're explaining. I know we're explaining the crime. I'm just saying the crime itself is not startling. It's not. The kind of crime that keeps people awake at night, other than right. gun possession might. But and drug addiction is a sorry thing and a tragedy. It's a family tragedy. It's a personal tragedy. But he probably will get convicted for this. And the question is then, what penalty is likely? With the reverse two-tier process, he's probably more likely to get prison time than Tom, Dick, or Mary would if they were convicted of the same crime.
You know, Sandy, after it's all said and done, and this does happen, and you and I have been saying it all along, if he committed the crime, yes, he should be charged with
right.
it. But we're not pushing back and saying, on the other hand, Donald Trump and what Donald Trump is going through, and people are saying you need to leave him alone. You want to wipe away Donald Trump's crime.
Right.
But you want to make sure that the Biden enterprise gets charged with these crimes. And it can't be both ways, Sandy, right? It's got to be.
Well, of course not. I mean, it's like a two-edged sword. And unfortunately, the Republicans, when they wield the sword, ignore the other edge. Because, sure, if they want to say that the pursuit of Donald Trump for criminal violations is the interference with an election, well, isn't the pursuit of the son of a president running for re-election for a crime unlike the crime that would be pursued against Tom, Dick, or Mary in the same circumstance, isn't that interference as well? So my view is, though, however, that political figures ought to be held to the highest standard, not just the standard of Tom, Dick, and Mary, and that when you decide to jump into public life, you are subjecting yourself to the kind of attention that could yes. cause you to get pursued criminally for actions that might not otherwise happen because you're under a microscope. And when you're under a microscope, you're more apt to get caught for or charged with or whatever. So my view is that Donald Trump volunteered to be this public figure. Hell, volunteer, he craved it, okay? Yes. He craved this public position, which brings with it the risks that he now faces. And the same is true for the Biden family. And so one of the, some people don't go into politics because they fear the focus on their family would not be endurable. And probably for the very reason that they have someone like Hunter Biden in their family who would be under a spotlight and might make it very difficult for them, for instance.
All right, listen, got to go to a break. Gary, hang on. We'll come to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you've all misbehaved. If you wanna be saved, if you wanna be saved,
your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report.
We are the Unit. We are the Unit.
United Auto workers on the picket line at a Ford plant in Wayne, Michigan. Employees from three different companies are making history by striking at three different facilities this morning. They're demanding 40% pay raises, car makers offering about half that. GM CEO Mary Barra tells CBS Mornings,
"Our employees have been enjoying profit sharing for several years, and through the last few years, it's been record profit sharing. And so the way that General Motors is set up is that when the company does well, everyone does well."
Local union leader Jesse Ramirez,
"Our CEO can afford to wear $50,000 watches and have mansions in Mexico. Our members can't afford that. Our members can barely afford to buy the product we make, let alone live the American dream."
The White House says President Biden will speak about the UAW contract negotiations later today. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Waukesha has postponed its transition to Lake Michigan water until October 9th. Officials say it's due to a glitch, and the delay will give people a specific date for the switch. As part of the process, Waukesha will empty its existing above-ground reservoirs and fill them with water from Lake Michigan. That's being done to minimize issues with taste and color. The city does have a website with all of the transition details. Milwaukee police have decided to stop disclosing the race and gender of crime victims as part of their efforts to promote inclusivity. James Kelly has more.
This change comes after a trans woman's misgendering following a shooting earlier this year. While the police will still provide information about the race and gender of suspects, the decision has raised concerns that the public may have a limited understanding of the city's crime. That's due to less available information on victims.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Gray skies are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You'll look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday, and that's Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. And put on a happy face. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
I got a happy face today. It's a great day for America that we finally decided to start enforcing our gun laws. and with Hunter Biden. You know, I'm glad you guys agree with me that, you know, we need to enforce these gun laws. The reason they have, they ask you if you're a, you know, like a drug user using and applying for a gun. You ever see anybody who's on a cocaine binge? What happens to them when if they get angry? They go like crazy.
So alcohol, people don't go crazy off the alcohol.
Gary, there's no question that there's a good reason to ask the question. And there's no question that, he violated, and that he answered that question incorrectly on the, and, you know, and the law is now getting after him. This is not, however, a commonplace kind of a crime to be pursuing at the level of prosecution, unless someone has been involved with a
crime.
Gun crime, which is not the case in this circumstance. But that's okay. In my book, like I said, I think people in the public eye deserve to get put under a microscope. They volunteered for it. Maybe Hunter didn't, but his father did. And one of the dangers when you volunteer is that your whole family goes under a microscope. We all know about Billy Carter. We know about Clinton's brother. I forget his first name now. So, you know, this is what happens when you go into public office. And sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. But I don't think we can have it two ways either. I think Donald Trump volunteered, like I said before. He didn't just volunteer. He craved the situation of being in the limelight. And now he's paying the price, too.
Gary? Okay, so Gary, here's what I'd say. It's a great day for Republicans who, for whatever reason, you know, they're celebrating, you know, Joe Biden's son. And Joe Biden's son is not Joe Biden, Sandy. So you can't, these aren't the same thing. You know, what Donald Trump did, he's the president of the United States, and what Hunter Biden did, a private citizen.
I think, however, that the whole problem that Hunter Biden has brought to Joe Biden is the problem that's involved with being under the spotlight. And when you're under the spotlight, you really have to follow that lesson that we learn in life, which is if it smells bad, don't eat it. Okay, and so if it doesn't smell right in the situation in which you're in and you're in the public limelight, then don't do it, okay? And that's the real problem. I mean, the Burisma, for instance, the Burisma money that he earned for being on the board, it doesn't smell right. I think that there hasn't been any proof whatsoever that there was anything other than the bad smell associated with it. But the bad smell is enough to create a big problem. When I worked for Pat Lucy, used to talk about the Journal Sentinel test. How will it look in the headlines? Not is it lawful, but what does it look like when it's a headline story? How does the story read in the newspaper? What do people think about it? And that's really the test that public figures need to get back to in Washington. And the problem in Washington is that they've been able to operate in the dark so long that many of them become, for instance, experts on inside trading, you know, and get very rich while they're in office. And that isn't why we elected them, and that isn't why they should be running for office either.
All right, Gary, you want to respond?
Yeah, you guys can hear me this time? I don't know what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Gary.
We can hear you, Gary.
Go ahead.
He can't hear us.
The phone's not working.
Okay, so, all right, so let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Morning, Sandy. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And that's one of the reasons why on the Democratic side, we look at our president as actual spokespeople for we the people. We don't look at them like a king. That's number one. Number two, you know, let's talk about Joe Biden and what a great, great administration he has. All we do is keep on talking about either his age, or we keep talking about his son's problems, which, Sandy, I don't know if you have control over your son and what he does every day, but for us to even call it the Biden conglomerate or whatever it is, that is so wrong, because it has nothing to do with what your children do. In fact, I think Gary's son, if I remember correctly, or Dave's son, one of them were in jail themselves because of some picadillos that they did. So Joe Biden has lowered the cost of families' everyday expenses. He has were more people working at any point in American history. They've rescued the economy and changed the course of the pandemic. They are rebuilding our infrastructure. There are historic expansions of benefits and services of toxic exposed veterans. The first meaningful gun violence reduction legislation in 30 years. Protected marriage for LGBTQI and interracial couples. Historic confirmation of Supreme Court Ketanji Brown and federal judges of diverse backgrounds. Rallied the world to support Ukraine in response to Putin's aggression. I know you have some differences on that, but it's true. Strengthened the alliance and partnerships to deliver for the American people through the IRS. Successful counterterrorism missions against the leaders of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Executive orders protecting reproductive rights. Historic student debt relief for middle class and working class, Tom, Dick, and Mary type people. Ending our failed approach to marijuana by rescheduling the drug. Advancing equity and racial justice.
Okay, Tom, we got it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Tom, actually, what I think the point you make is a good one, which is we've gotten so hung up on the quarterback in the football field, and we've gotten very hung up on the president in the administration. And, of course, the president does nominate everyone and does appoint everyone to his administration. But administrations are teams, and there's no question that the Biden administration, led by Joe Biden, and I'm sure he's made some of the very sage decisions that have been made, particularly regarding political compromising and political processes to get things through Congress, has been very effective. I do wish that he would pass the baton as the leadership of that team on, because I think that team has a lot to say for itself in terms of being very successful. The problem we have in the United States is we begin to create something closer to the monarchy that you talked about in terms of vesting all of our faith into the individual and not the administration. And I think the people who have run for office and talked about who they'll have on their team coming into the White House are doing the right thing, because that's really what we're electing.
All right, let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. I could dispute every one of those issues that were just brought up.
You may
more people have died under Biden from COVID than Trump. Democrats voted against our veterans with policies.
Where?
Just recently, Ukraine was caused by Biden's weakness. 150 terrorists on our homeland security come across the border that we know of. And this cover-up never would have been found out.
Which cover-up? I'm sorry. I'm dumb. What are you talking about, a cover-up?
If Hillary would have won, none of this crap would have been found out about Biden or his corrupt. And Paul Manafort.
Why? Wait a minute. If Hillary would have won, Biden wouldn't have had, and he wouldn't have been in office. I mean, he would have been a U.S. senator, I guess, huh?
Agent, not a lobbyist. So all those things are a bunch of hooey. And the mere fact that this has finally happened would have been covered up if it wouldn't have been exposed by James Comer and the oversight.
So in the outcome of it, what do you think this is going to do to President Biden? Because, his son, could possibly go to jail. But what is it going to do to Joe Biden?
Proven. And it's going to show in the history.
No. You just not answering. Let me say this to you, CJ. We're not going to let you just keep on running off at the mouth and not respond to our questions. Okay. So what is it going to do in the end? What do you expect it the outcome of Joe Biden, that this information has come out, what do you think is going to mean to Joe Biden and his presidency?
The Biden tapes, the Hunter laptop never was there. Well, we're finding out it's true, and this president is about as corrupt in this country.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Well, the laptop isn't part of the trial. This is a trial associated strictly with the gun issue. So if there's evidence of crimes, apparently they are being pursued against Hunter Biden, but I'm just not sure what, you know, the laptop existed, but I'm not sure whether the laptop, and I'm sure the laptop will come into this impeachment proceeding, the political theater that, you know, impeachments have turned into political theater. And I'm afraid my only problem with constant political theater is we have politics, but we don't have policy. And we, you know, what are the policies that the Republicans, if you have your way, CJ, and the Republicans get elected, what are the policies that you want them to implement? Which are the ones they're promising to implement that most attract you?
Oh.
Which policies?
CJ? Okay, so, you know.
Whoops.
Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
You shut him down. I just want to go ahead, one thing out there,
and I'm addressing this to all the Republicans. If they can do this to Joe Biden and do an indictment thing against him with absolutely no evidence, if they can go after private citizen Hunter Biden, which how many people in this world get charged with a felony gun, but yet this is national news, so they can do that to them.
Yeah, and go to jail. And go to jail.
The Wisconsin legislator can do this to Jennifer Rosewich. If they can do it to the lady who is in charge of the election commission and all these falsities and all these overstepping bounds, if they can do that to all of them, they can do it to you as well.
I think that's a very good,
that's a great point.
That's a great point, Tom. I think the problem that I have with the conduct right now of the majority party in the state house in Wisconsin and the majority party in many state houses and the majority party in the Senate, in the House of Representatives in Washington is that they seem to do whatever it is that they can do, regardless of its policy impact. It's all about politics. It's all about power. And so it's flexing muscle without purpose. And to me, that's very troubling. I really would prefer to see politicians involved with policy. Politics is how you get elected to office. After you're elected, you would hope that you would start focusing on policy, things that were good for Tom, Dick, and Mary. But I don't see anything that's good for Tom, Dick, and Mary out of the histrionics and the theater.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. We'll be back.
Girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me. Now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine on.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it
squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's come like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Whoever was excited, then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 76. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 58. Tonight, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 73. Upper 60s Sunday and Monday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Well, I'm sure he's not talking about the San Francisco of today. welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Friday is with my co-host, Sandy Williams. So, Sandy, you talked about policies. Tom from L.A. always talks about policies. How did I forget his name? Senator
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. 76 years of age. Been around a while. Ran for president. Maybe a couple times he did. He was once a staunch Republican.
Well, so was his father. Interestingly, his father was president of American Motors. And lived in Detroit and then ran for president in the sort of the Rockefeller wing, the Eastern establishment wing of the Republican Party. I know a lot about it. I told you off here, I think I'm related to Mitt Romney. 23andMe tells me my dad came from a big Mormon family in Utah. And so it turns out everyone in Utah seems to be related. But
Are you going to be one of the inheritors of the wealth of
Mitt Romney?
You're further down
the road. Way further out than that. Yeah. But Mitt, I certainly disagreed with him when he ran for president. I disagreed with that speech he gave. I think it's what cost him the presidency when he talked about the makers and the takers. But I think he's a pretty grounded guy, actually. And I thought his valedictory, the talk he gave describing why he wasn't running for office was very telling. And spoke to me. You know, he was basically saying, hey, I'm about policy. I'm not about just pure politics. I'm not about what's going on now. And he said, he hopes that new young leaders will step forward. The problem is when someone like him steps down, question is who's going to replace him? Is it going to be a firebrand politician who's only interested in politics, or will it be another person, sort of a centrist who's interested from the Republican side in accomplishing something?
You know, Sandy, when you look at his career and I really saw a change in him over the last 10 years, right? I mean, yes. Something happened that he saw the change in his party.
Well, I think the party's, from the time he ran for president until, through the Trump period, the party completely changed. You know, he came from a party that involved McCain and himself and others who were people of principle, at least. You might disagree with their principles, but they had principles. And they were very civil people, and they were people who got along in Congress with, you know, McCain. Some of McCain's best friends were Democrats, you know, people who were on the other side of the aisle. So, you know, we're losing that. We're losing the civility. You can see it. You can see it in Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. These people are impossible in terms of being interested in accomplishing any policies that are associated with improving the lot of Tom, Dick, and Mary.
You know, Sandy, they're caricatures. And so at a time when the old guard, and many of us say it's, you know, it's kind of time for some of the old guard to move over and to leave, what they're taking with them, unfortunately, is going to be missed. The opportunity to have conversations and dialogue about what's important, and that the person who's sitting in that seat is not what people will remember, but the policies that they create. Right now, you don't know anything about these younger people who are there now. Some, you can say, even on the Democratic side, they don't, when you look at what they've wrought, it's not anything of substance that changes anything.
Well,
being celebrity.
I mean, I think the issue really is that you know, when you change leadership and move on to the next generation, you are in a way taking a pig in a poke. You don't quite know what you're getting, and so that happened when our generation assumed leadership, and it's going to happen the next time around too. I think the only problem we have is that the cohort, the millennials, the people who are stepping up to be the next round of leadership, have been had very frustrated lives and have anger. And I'm afraid that the people we elect are demonstrating their frustration and anger by being very polar. I mean, much as I agree with many of her policies, AOC and the group she came in with were quite polarizing. And on the Republican side, you see the same thing. The younger folks that are coming in, stepping up to be leaders, are doing it for the purpose of demonstrating their anger and theater and having little or nothing to do with policy, maybe because it's been a long time since anyone watching Washington has watched policy getting implemented there. It seems to be more a place of celebrity than a place of policy.
You know, they used to use a term called statesmanship, right?
Yeah.
You don't see that anymore. And maybe that was just taken for granted. And maybe, you know, people may say, well, that never existed. Well, it did exist, right?
Well, and statesmanship is done in private, okay? And it's demonstrated by the outcomes, which is the people who are exerting statesmanship in Washington and in Congress would be people who would get bills passed,
right?
Okay? Well, bills don't pass now, other than stuff that's requested by lobbyists from K Street. That stuff gets passed. But the stuff that's important to Tom, Dick, and Mary, when something gets passed, it's like an unusual event. It gets celebrated as an unusual event. Something just got passed that was bipartisan. Oh my God! You know, and the numbers of time that's happened over the last decade are few and far between.
Hey, Charles, hang on. We'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. That's Friday. Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Above the blue, and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Your golden sun will shine for me.
Love. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.